A new program will see Stratford citizens, businesses, and organizations recognized for their work mitigating climate change. On Monday, Stratford City Council voted to implement a new green recognition program. The program highlights community initiatives that limit climate change impacts. Waste reduction and diversion, energy management and electrification, and green building will be the categories community members will be judged in. Bonnie Henderson expressed her support for the program, saying that it's a wonderful way to educate the community. Joe D. Burbach also commended Sammy Orr, a high school student who spearheaded the working committee that put this together. In order to be recognized, initiatives must be completed at the time of submission and be completed within city limits. Initiatives should also be made through contributions by the participant, not through any requirements made by the province or federal legislation. Calls for submission will go out once a year, and a working group selected by the Energy and Environment Advisory Committee will be responsible for overseeing the program. Recognition will be given for successful residents, businesses, and organizations during Earth Week, with a certificate or plaque of recognition being awarded at the Earth Day ceremony. Appointments and agreements. During the council meeting, a number of appointments and agreements were made. Council voted for Festival Hydro Inc. to be the service provider for water and sewer billing services for a 3-year term, ending on December 31, 2025. Council approved an agreement with the Kinsmen Club of Stratford Inc. for the operation of the refreshment booth at the William Allman Memorial Arena for a 5-year term, ending August 31, 2027. Council awarded the tender for the replacement of fire alarm systems to Eel Line Corporation at a cost of $575,509. Out of the three bids, Eel Line's was about $200,000 cheaper than the next lowest bid. Staff noted that after contacting references, there was no reason to believe their bid exposes the municipality to excessive risk. Council appointed KPMG LLP as auditors of Festival Hydro Inc. and Festival Hydro Services Inc., for the purpose of auditing and taxation services. Council renewed an agreement with the Stratford Minor Baseball Association for use of the National Stadium and Dufferin Park Baseball Diamonds, extending their use for 5 more years, ending on December 31, 2027. They also voted to add the use of Stratford Education and Recreation Center, SERC, and Optimist Park Baseball Diamonds to the agreement. Council also entered into an agreement with GFL Environmental for hazmat response services for a 4-year term, ending on August 31, 2026. This is the first time the City of Stratford or any municipality in the county has had this service.